The International Conference on the Thoughts of the Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on modern Islam, has opened in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Head of Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, spoke at the opening of the event, which is the first of its kind outside Iran. Nasrallah spoke of the pivotal role of Ayatollah Khamenei amid developments that swept the region over the past two decades, such as the September 11 attacks, the U.S. policy, and the wars launched by Israel against the resistance in Lebanon.
In the last decade, our region has witnessed the most dangerous war in our history. The U.S. and its allies, with all their might, wanted to control this region. Imam Khamenei was the leader of this confrontation, which needed so much awareness, courage, and wisdom.
Hundreds of intellectuals and Muslim clerics, as well as Christian scholars, have attended the event and voiced their views with regards to the importance of a state based on human values, embodied in Islamic rule, under the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei.
The structure of government, really, in a sense, to try and answer the question of how do you have values back in society and how do you keep those values in society, is so pertinent to the crisis that we face in the world, not just here in the Middle East.
Ijtihad in Islam describes the process of making a legal decision by independent interpretation of the legal sources, Quran, the teachings of the Prophet.
I think that conferences like this can go a long way in sort of both helping people who understand less about the Islamic movement, the Islamic revolution, and the Islamic Republic, and the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei to better understand how he's led the revolution.
Experts say Islamic revolution in Iran is a living example of this thought, which was established not to confront those who are different, but to have dialogue.
Wilayat al-Faqih does not look at the other as an enemy. Therefore, it does not launch any kind of aggression, but it works towards dialogue.
Truly, Iran is a living example, and everything is referred to Iran as a reality that is the outcomings of the Islamic revolution and the ideas of Ayatollah Khamenei.
Modern Shia thought is seen by many experts as a universal theory, which comprises political and social rules that are followed in Iran. Many experts say that this conference here in Beirut reflects the extent of positive influence through modern Islamic thought. Since the Islamic revolution of Iran, many states in the region and abroad have been seeking intellectual freedom and tolerance. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.